Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right, everybody. We've got a tremendous show for you today. We've got Dr. Michelle Wiener on the line. We're going to talk all things hemp and cannabis and your health and wellness. We've got Nikki Freed going to join us in a couple minutes. She's wrapping up a call, and she'll be on the show, too. With Nikki, we'll talk about the state's COVID-19 response, food insecurity, and, of course, the new hemp rules and anything cannabis and all kinds of other new initiatives that they're working on up in Tallahassee. So we're going to rock and roll. Reagan, let's pay some bills. Let's get right back and talk to Dr. Michelle and Nikki Freed here today on Freed on Business. All right, everybody, if you were watching my Facebook feed earlier today, you know that I was at Warren Henry getting my car serviced. Boy, oh boy, the PPE was everywhere. It was like coming home for a family reunion. No hugs, no kisses, no real high fives, but lots of positive energy. Everybody's eyes were smiling. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar, up in Gainesville, they sell Audis. Down in the Keys, well, they've got all the name brands down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, the guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Hate and spread some love.
You are beautiful. You are smart. You are brave.
It's actually pretty easy.
We have a voice. We have the power.
We have so much strength when we come together. It's your choice.
So choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting.
Be strong. Be daring. Be awesome. Be kind.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right, and if you want to choose kindness and you need a little help and a little cash, give me a call. Right now, the federal government's offering great real estate loans on your home. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm working with 6 of my friends right now to help them refinance their home or buy a new one and lower their payments. It's just like getting a stimulus check every month. Just think how relaxed you'll be if you have cash in the bank. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Foreign national, no problem. So call me, 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. The first half of the show is Freed on Weed. We've got Dr. Michelle Wiener. Dr. Michelle keeps my wife and I with both our feet on the ground. She provides tremendous service to us as our doctor and as our community director for the entire state of marijuana policy. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Michelle. How are you and how's your family doing during this COVID thing?
Thank you for having me. We're all wonderful. I actually am on my way to the office now after I was teaching my 4 and 6 year old school this morning. So it's quite a different schedule for me, but I'm enjoying being present and and enjoying the change, and we're all healthy, so I can't complain.
That's beautiful. That part of the human experience is something that's just absolutely unmatched. Hold on, Nikki just texted me. Let's see what's going on. She's calling in now. Okay, so Michelle, you're on this statewide hemp and marijuana advisory board. Tell me a little bit about that while we're waiting for the commissioner to join us.
Sure. So the Department of Agriculture has a medical marijuana advisory committee where there's about 20 of us, attorneys, doctors, advocates, patients, and we help make suggestions so that our commissioner, Nikki, can implement some of our ideas. So, for example, when there was that 10% THC cap that was discussed, we made a statement about that. Now we're dealing with telemedicine, so we're going to make a statement about what we feel should continue in terms of telemedicine for our follow-up cannabis patients. So we just help the commissioner, and it's a nice forum for us because it's a lot of the people that are really involved in Florida, so we all get different opinions. So even from a physician aspect to an attorney to a patient to a veteran to a mom of a patient. So it's really nice to work with everybody. It's just that we get frustrated because a lot of the Department of Health, the Department of Health has a lot of say in what goes on, and so the Department of Health and Agriculture are two different departments, and even though we make our suggestions, sometimes the Department of Health is the one that's making the decision.
Okay. Nikki's trying to check in, and she's got a wrong code, so I'm going to work on that for a second. In the meantime, Michelle, talk a little bit about the impact that you've seen on your patients from the vast change that we've all had here, and how people are dealing with the stress and what CBD might have to do with that stress.
Sure. So luckily they allowed telemedicine for our follow-up patients. So we were able to, over the past 2.5 months, see our patients through telehealth, whether it's Zoom or another electronic type of way. And this kind of goes along with CMS and Medicare guidelines for follow-up patients. However, we're not allowed to see initial patients, and so or new consultations. And so what's happened, and I just did a study with my friend Denise Vito at University of Miami. We did a survey looking at cannabis use during the coronavirus because they deemed it essential. So a lot of the dispensaries are open. And so they found that there's been probably a 30% increase in cannabis use during this time. There's also a 16% change from inhalation to oral use, like a capsule or tincture. And so we've seen more patients wanting to be patients. However, we can't do telemedicine for new patients, so we would still be in the office for that. And telemedicine ends this Friday unless they choose to extend it. But I've seen an increase in the patients who have generalized anxiety or insomnia, and they don't really have medical records because it's just something new. And so I find like a lot of them are using CBD to help with stress and anxiety, and others are needing to get their medical card and start using the dispensaries to use THC as well. And we have been suggesting using more of an oral route of administration than inhalation for the obvious reason that we want to protect our lungs as much as we can, decrease any inflammation. And it's not like we're saying cannabis can cure or treat any type of virus. It's a immunomodulator, meaning it can suppress the immune system or enhance. So it's definitely something we're using for symptoms. So more people are anxious, they're home, they may have lost their job, they may be dealing with their kids 24 hours a day, or they're not sleeping well. So a lot of people are choosing this time when they're home to start experimenting with how cannabis affects them, and I've seen a lot of benefits, and I'm really grateful that they allowed for telemedicine.
So, I'm grateful for that too. But what I've really seen is a lot of my friends have really started taking it. People that haven't done it before have begun taking it. Now, you mentioned that. Oh God!
Right. No, I mentioned that there's an increase in the use, and it's kind of interesting because they deemed it essential. So all the dispensaries were still open, which really shows that even though it's still a Schedule I drug, the many states are realizing that it is a medication and that we need this, especially in times of extra stress.
So then what have you seen in the evolution of the treatment? I know new products are coming out all the time.
Well, you're talking about like new research in terms of using cannabis to treat coronavirus?
Yes, and stuff like that.
Well, there's being that it's an anti-inflammatory, people may use CBD, but, there's nothing that actually says that, there's no evidence that says cannabinoids could, you know, increase the risk of a viral infection or decrease the risk of it or prevent or treat it. But again, it's really modulating your immune system to help you fight an infection. There was a recent study, I think it was done in Canada, where they took, high CBD cannabis plants, and it affected the ACE2 pathways, which may be a pathway that it attacks the lungs, and the virus is able to access the body through this. So there was a new study that came out, but what's great is that the government is giving a lot of money now for grants for coronavirus. So I'm actually applying for one now to look at a water-soluble nanoemulsion, so another route of administration, so people won't have to vape or smoke. And it's a great time to look into this because a lot of people are starting to be more aware of the respiratory complications and they want a safer way of medicating to prevent any complications if they were to get the virus. So a lot of the grants right now are really looking at ways of treating coronavirus. And so cannabis, you know, if there's a potential hypothesis that cannabis can do something, you're more likely to get the grant. So that's a good thing that's going on right now in research in the United States.
Wow. So then what can we expect going forward?
So I think that a lot of people are going to continue to use more of a tincture sublingually or a capsule or even an edible form and not be as likely to vape or smoke. I mean, we just came off of the whole vaping epidemic with the vitamin E acetate. And now with coronavirus, people are more hesitant to smoke or vape anything. So I think people will start using more of an oral route of administration. I also think they'll probably use CBD more regularly because people are using that due to increased stress during this time. And the fact that they deem dispensaries essential is a really great point going forward to try to help us deschedule the plan.
Okay, so then let's talk about the general application then. We talked about the fact that more people are taking tincture now, or that's rising. It would seem to me that would be kind of new people, not people that are smokers, you know?
Say that again. You're saying that new people would start off, new people are starting off with more of an oral route of administration.
Correct.
But actually, those that have been vaping and smoking and choose that, there's been a 16%. That's what we found in the survey that we did. We got like over 2,000 people to complete the survey in multiple states, and actually, I think out of the United States as well. And there's people are trending towards leaving the inhalation route. So those who smoke or vape are looking into capsules or tinctures, and I think that is going to continue because now people are going to be fearful of the virus and also fearful of the cutting agents and additives people are putting in vapes. And then once they find that the oral route may work, they may just stick with that because there's more research on the risk of an oral route than inhalation. So it may continue like this, not just for new patients, but for patients who have been smoking for years, they may switch over too.
You know, I think that's probably a real thing. I'm going through that myself. I'm going to now say we're talking HIPAA stuff. I'm going to go against that. And that's an experience that I've had as well. Listen, Michelle, let's hold on. Let's take a quick break here. And then I'm going to work while we're on the break to get Nikki on the line. She's been having problems with the link that we sent her. So she's here. We're going to get her on, and we're going to go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Nikki's on the phone, and
yes,
Ray.
I'm here.
Excellent.
I've been here for about 6 minutes.
Well, no one told me that. Welcome to the show, Nikki Fried, Commissioner of Agriculture. We're here with Dr. Michelle, who's on the marijuana board with you. We're going to skip the break right now. We're going to just go through it and keep talking. So, Nicole, welcome to the show. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on here statewide in the recovery of the COVID-19. There's been somewhat of a controversy about access to information. Is there anything you'd like to tell us that's been going on that would be good for the public to know?
Well, no, I mean, you know, as far as, you know, inside of agriculture, you know, one of the things that I've been, you know, all the things that we've been focusing on as commissioner, it's been a couple fold, actually. You know, one is making sure that everybody's got access to food. So we oversee the food nutrition programs in the entire state, and so making sure that all of our kids still had access to food even when schools were closed was a top priority. We also coordinate with all of our food banks to make sure that our vulnerable populations during this time still have access to food. And unfortunately, with the increase of unemployment and underemployment, we're having to feed a lot more families in the state of Florida. So it's our goal to make sure that we are getting nutritious food, getting timely food to everybody. And then obviously we oversee agriculture. And agriculture historically is number two economic driver of our state. With 2 million workers, with 147,000 working farms and ranches across the entire state, $137 billion economic impact. And right now during COVID, with tourism basically plummeting and stopping, agriculture has become the number one economic driver. But even with that, unfortunately, we saw significant detriment to the agriculture industry with all of our typical food service demands gone. That means that the same number of restaurants were not, you know, ordering the same amount of food to our schools, to the cruise line industry, all of our big purchasers. So we have seen about a $522 million loss of agriculture over the last 6 weeks. And so we're working with a lot of our farmers across the entire state to really bring them directly to the consumers. We have bent over backwards and leaving no stone unturned to really create that connection between the two. And I keep calling this a consumer conscious awakening, that more and more consumers across the state are realizing how important it is to buy domestic, to buy local, to find out where your local farmers are and buy directly from them. So we had stood up a web page on our website that allowed our agriculture producers to upload all of the commodities that they had available and all of our consumers to be able to go online, find out where the local farmers are, farmers markets, UPIC. Tremendous success. We had about 360 plus different commodities put onto the website with about 500,000 hits in about less than a month. So it's been a tremendous success, but unfortunately, you know, we still saw losses here in our state that will take us some time to recoup. But outside of agriculture, you know, one of my other big responsibilities is I'm a member of the cabinet. I'm one of four of our statewide elected officials, independently elected cabinet officer. And so I've been very, you know, I've been hard and holding the governor accountable to make sure that he's giving out accurate information. And unfortunately, we just aren't seeing that. You know, I've been very, trying to hold them up and say, you know, where are all of our numbers coming from our nursing homes? Where are the numbers coming in from our prisons and the outbreaks that are happening in the prisons? And including the hearing from medical examiners that they were being told to not report COVID cases. And then recently, you know, last week and a half, we heard about the woman who actually created the dashboard. She has been asked to manipulate data and then was fired subsequently afterwards when she refused to do so. So I'm very concerned that the information that we are receiving from the governor's office isn't up to date, isn't accurate. And this is the information that we as the state of Florida, local government, businesses, family members are having to rely on in order to open up our businesses. And for sure, we want our state to succeed and we want our economy to start again. Tourism is essential to our state. But if we're not doing it properly and we're putting people into harm's way and we're not being honest with people, how are we going to get individuals to come travel here to the state of Florida if they can't rely on the fact that we're doing everything we can as to keep our state safe? You know, unfortunately, we are seeing all of the reports from over the weekend and Memorial Day. All of our beaches were open for the most part. You know, South Florida, not as much, but I think you guys got down there 6 inches of rain that precluded from people from going out anyhow. But everywhere else, unfortunately, you know, we saw the beaches packed. I know myself, I saw personally, some areas up here in the panhandle where, people were out and about with no masks. Restaurants were at full capacity with employees and people in the kitchens not wearing masks. There was no social distancing, no 25% capacity of restaurants. It was 100% capacity. And so I'm worried. I'm worried that those individuals will now, have been exposed, go home to, you know, whether, you know, where in the panhandle, they may have been coming in from Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. And now we're going to be continuing to spread the virus throughout the Southeast. So that's concerning of mine that we're going to see a tremendous uptick in cases within the next, 10 days or so.
Is that going to strain our hospital system, or is our hospital system now adequately supported so that we can sustain a second wave if it should occur?
You know, that was always a concern, and a concern of certainly the director of the emergency management, is that if we had seen the early projections, that we would have run out of hospital spaces. And, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, that certainly the numbers are we're still kind of steady on our hospital capacity. But surely, you know, if we start seeing an uptick, and don't forget, we've gone back to elective surgeries in the hospitals. So you're going to see a typical uptrend of just general procedures, and whether or not we see this huge uptick, which, you know, is a concern of mine, that what will it look like in our hospitals?
Well, you know, the agriculture department still operates. During this virus, you came through with your hemp regulations. Talk about those a little bit and some of the other things that are going on during the regular course of the functioning of your office during this pandemic.
Yeah, you know, so one of the greatest things that, you know, that we've been able to accomplish in the department is last year we had legislation that was passed and signed into law to legalize hemp here in the state of Florida for cultivation and processing, manufacturing, and to allow the Department of Agriculture to start to regulate CBD products here in the state of Florida. So we were able to finish our rules in 2019 regarding the regulations of CBD. They went into effect beginning of January of 2020. We have already are starting to get everybody registered who is selling CBD products. So if you are going as a consumer and customer going somewhere and buying CBD, please ask them if they have received their certificate from the Department of Agriculture. If they have not, please do not purchase it, and please report it to us. So that we can get them registered, because what that does is allow us to go into the facilities and actually test the product. I know that we were making huge claims for a significant period of time that a lot of the CBD that was being sold either had zero CBD in it, had high THC in it, mislabeling of ingredients, and unfortunately having, you know, large amounts of other types of pesticides, fertilizers, and chemicals and metals inside of it. And so what we've been able to do is really go through and start testing those products. And unfortunately, we were correct that we are seeing already a huge amount of the products that we've tested that have been mislabeled, saying that it's supposed to be 25 milligrams of CBD and it's maybe 5, having a lot of lead in a lot of the products. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it's the lead coming from the actual CBD itself, or a lot of it, I think, coming from the bottles. And so we are starting to do that. And so it's been, you know, it's definitely going to take some time because a lot of CBD is being sold in the state of Florida. But we are certainly going to start working on getting that cat back into the bag. But what's interesting about that, and I know Dr. Wiener can also attest to this, we are the only state in the entire country who is regulating CBD. We will be the gold standard for the whole country. FDA can't figure out how to regulate CBD. So we started, and, you know, so it definitely creates a competitive advantage for any of our CBD producers here in the state, because we are going to have, people can rely on the fact that they are quality products and that they're getting exactly what they paid for. But the other part of what we were able to do, and finalize, this year is start accepting applications on April 27th. I did try for April 20th. USDA gave us kept our application for a week longer than we had anticipated, but we are now giving out applications to start cultivating here in the state. This is also a tremendous win for our economy. This is an opportunity for our ag producers and our farmers out there to start creating this alternative crop here in our state, and to really start looking at not just the CBD side of this, but utilizing hemp for the fiber side, replacements of our styrofoams, our plastics, our papers, using it for hempcrete instead of concrete, which is the releasing of less carbon into the environment, using it in the fashion industry for a replacement of cotton. And also we have one group that is doing a pilot program in the central part of our state that is using hemp plants to start trying to see how it can clean up our waterways from all the blue-green algae and the red tide that we unfortunately sometimes experience here in our state. So we received already over 1,000 applications to start cultivating. So that's some of the things that we continue to do while we were down at, you know, COVID response. The other thing is that we have been experiencing a tremendous uptick in wildfires in the state of Florida. We had going for a period of time about 60 to 70 fires throughout the entire state, all for different reasons. But the expansion of the fires to, we had one that was in Collier County that was almost 9,000 acres. Up in the panhandle, we had two simultaneous fires, one at almost 600 acres, the other one over 2,000, almost 2,500. And the reasons, like I said, that they started were different. But the reason why they spread is because of us going through a tremendous drought in the central part of the state and changing of humidity up in the northern part. So really encouraging everybody to not burn in their backyards. To, you know, we were concerned about Memorial Day weekend, people wanting to grill out and be outside. Please making sure that they, if they're barbecuing, that it's far away from their house, that there's no tree limbs or shrubbery around their grills. Not to do any open fire, trash fires. That was one of the fires that started in the panhandle, was from an open trash fire. And everybody be conscious of the fact that we are at the height of our fire season, and to be just extra cautious. You know, Smokey the Bear is making much more appearances across the state, and hopefully trying to educate everybody of how not to start fires and to be able to enjoy the natural lands that we so love about the state of Florida.
Now, we've only got a couple seconds left. Hurricane season is upon us. The second one just formed, and it hasn't even started hurricane season yet. Are we ready as a state?
We're getting there. We have actually our first cabinet meeting tomorrow morning since February. It's one of the other sticking points that I've been harping the governor on. He's canceled all of our cabinet meetings since the pandemic, which was a tremendous frustration on my part. And so we are having our first cabinet meeting tomorrow. And one of the agenda items is to, in fact, review the procedures of evacuations and shelters and getting us up-to-date information about those and approving new plans. So I have confidence in our emergency management teams across the state that we're going to be ready. You know, we do a lot of planning. You know, COVID is definitely going to put a little bit of a wrinkle in the situation as far as evacuations and shelters, considering social distancing is going to still be in place. But we are working through it and have had a sense of conversations with our emergency management here in Tallahassee to focus on some of those, you know, changing of, do we need to really evacuate everybody? Maybe sometimes now with new building codes, you know, maybe our thoughts on evacuations are different, and certainly trying to make sure that there's enough shelters in place that we can still social distance if necessary. But we'll be ready. I have complete confidence in our state. This is, you know, every single year we go through hurricane season. I'm somebody born and raised in Miami, went through Hurricane Andrew. I went over my house. We all still have PTSD for those of us who lived through Andrew and certainly still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Michael up here in the panhandle. You know, but we are resilient. The citizens of the state of Florida have a miraculous way of coming together, supporting one another, and we'll get through it just like everything else we do.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for joining us, Commissioner. I know you had a hard stop at 12:30. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I want to stay within the rules so we can get you again.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so very much for protecting us and giving us transparency. We look forward to having you back on the show. We didn't talk to Dr. Michelle once while you were on. Michelle, at least say something to her.
Hi, Michelle.
Commissioner, it's so nice to hear your voice.
And you too.
Thank you for all you do for us. I'm so impressed with everything you're doing and how much you're helping Florida get through this. So we're all happy that you're our leader right now.
I appreciate that, Michelle. And certainly once that this is all said and done and we all can start being together, looking forward to coming back to South Florida and visiting everybody, all my friends and loved ones across the state. So everybody be safe out there.
Thank you so much, Nikki Fried, Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services for the state of Florida. No, you got to go. Thanks for protecting us all. Thanks for being transparent. Thank you for being you.
Thank you. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye. Michelle, if you want, you can stick with us. I know you're going to your office. Just let us know. I want to thank you, Dr. Michelle, for being on the show. Michelle, do you have time to stick with us for another segment, or you got to go to your doctoring?
I'm actually parking right now. So
all right. Perfect. Listen, thank you so much. We're going to have you on again real soon, all on your own, to talk about the different benefits that we're seeing with THC and CBD and how it's helping people through the COVID-19 scenario. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle. You and your family, stay safe and God bless.
Same to you. Be well. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back. We'll talk residential mortgages in the second half of the show. Everybody, stick with us. What a tremendous day. Reagan, take it away. Everybody, hey, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I did today. I went and got my car serviced. It was tremendous. They've got incredible safety and health measures in place to make sure your visit is a healthy one. Hey, everybody, you know what else they've got? They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi down in Key West. They've got them all. That's right. And they all come with the famous Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 days to decide whether or not you like your Warren Henry Infiniti. I'm sure you will. So go over there today. They've got all kinds of specials for service and stuff like that. I'm getting my car just totally redone. Very excited about everything. Go see my friend Maytal Stark. She's the one that I get my service from over there. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, the next couple of segments on the show are going to be about residential mortgages. So if you're thinking about it, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm still doing the capital market stuff, too, working on a whole bunch of bridge loans and hard money loans and not so hard money loans and straight capital markets deals, helping everybody all day long with capital for their real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you. Maybe you're a foreign national. I can get you financed. Maybe you're a realtor. You want to cash out on one of your investment properties and put the money in the bank so that you have cash in the bank to make you feel comfortable over the next few months. I can help you with that. too. So if you're looking for safety, security, a lower rate, more cash in the bank, more cash flow, give me a call. Rates are at historic lows. Now's the time to refinance. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back. Manny Johnson was supposed to be with us in the second half of the hour to talk about his new products that he's bringing to South Florida, actually the state of Florida. Manny had a doctor's appointment, emergency doctor's appointment. He'll be on probably in the next week or two. He's got some tremendous new ideas that he's working on. They're going to be really exciting. I may even get involved with some of them. But in the meantime, I'll talk to you about what I'm working on right now, and it's residential mortgages. You go, Jim, you got an MBA. You've done $3 billion worth of complex real estate transactions. Lots of high-profile deals. Mayfair in the Grove, Wynwood Yard, Channel 10, all kinds of great deals down here in South Florida. Why are you doing residential mortgages? Because my brand is that I self-actualize by helping people achieve their goals and solve their problems. And right now, my friends, they need cash in the bank. They need more cash flow in their pocket every month. And the way that I'm helping them do that is I'm addressing the only thing available right now for the middle class. That's to refinance your home. Rates are at historic lows. Time to act is now. Your financial situation may not look this good again for a couple of years. So what we're doing is we're working with the top lenders in town to bring the most creative structures that are available to you. Right now, Fannie and Freddie conforming loan under $510,000 in Dade County, we can get that in the low threes on a 30-year amortization. What do you do after that if you need more money? We wrap it with a second mortgage. I've got a friend who's, we're going to get him down from the fives to the low fours on that process. You don't need that second mortgage. We can get you the threes. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, Jim, are you doing commercial? Yes, I am. I just got a text during the show. Hey, Jim, check the term sheet that we just sent you. I got another text that said, Jim, I got to talk to you about that big offer you just got to buy my industrial property. So I am doing deals. People are out there working. So what you need to do is give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com, and I will give you my opinion. I'm talking to a lot of people all day long. They're bringing me their issues, their problems. I'm helping them solve them. Some person needs a bridge loan. Some people sort of, but don't really. Some want to lower their cost of capital. Some want to get more leverage. The reality is right now the market is seeking to find out what value is. And as they understand value, it will become more aggressive. I was on a conference call this morning where people were talking about how they're handling the rent abatement requests, and the special servicing is beginning to ramp up. You go, what's that? Special servicing is when you have your loan and it's given to somebody that you don't know to run. You're not going to like that. And they're in it for the fees. So the more they do, the more fees they make. So what you really want to do is find out what's going on. Make sure your loan is as calmly dealt with as possible. There's a lot of companies I know that are helping people negotiate with their CMBS lenders and other lenders right now. If you need help with that, again, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And then something really interesting that I've come across lately is business interruption and, insurance recovery. We've had Alan Garfinkel on the show. We'll have Alan on in the future. But Alan's been venturing with a lot of our friends here from the show, including Berkowitz, Pollock and Brandt, and Julio from Engineered Tax Services, to work with their clients to help them with their business interruption claims. What's that? Well, a lot of it has to do with the hotels and the restaurants that were shuttered. They didn't have any business. There was a government reason why they didn't. There's a lot of contracts that are written, non-insurance policies, contracts to talk about things that go wrong with your business. Some of those things can be interpreted many different ways. And that's what people like Garfinkel do. So go back and listen to the archived stuff on Alan Garfinkel. You'll hear what he has to say. And again, if you'd like to learn more about that, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. It's part of our suite of services that we are offering through Freedom Business to help folks get through the economic cycle. Pardon me while I take a drink of water. I guess I've been talking a lot. I'm out of water. So we've had a great day today. We started the day off at Warren Henry Automotive. We did a video earlier today about the cleanliness and the beautiful way that they treat you at Warren Henry. It's really like a family. It's almost like touchless service. You pull in and they've immediately got Karen there with all of her wipes and cleaning up all the touch points on your door and your car and your handle. And they put all these things on your car to protect it. And then they clean it when they're done. It's really amazing. I'm very excited to be part of that Warren Henry family. They've got tremendous cars all over. And the most important thing is that they care. You see, right now, the thing that people are looking for is care. People have had a rough go of it. We're all in our own boat in this crazy storm. And the most important thing is to make your ride as good as you can without disrupting other people. So how do you do that? You wear your mask, you stay home, you keep social distance when you go outside. More people are going outside, but the highway's still empty. I can see it from here. So what I've seen in traffic patterns is that it's really local traffic is real heavy as people go out to do their errands, but they're not traveling regionally on the highway yet. It's a very interesting paradigm to watch. Then we had all of that rain over the Memorial Day weekend. Thank God that kept people in because you saw the craziness that was going on in other places. I truly fear for the safety and health of our first responders. We really need to consider them in all this. We're doing this for other people. It really is an opportunity to show how much you care about other people. If you want to know where I'm coming from, you can see my daily posts across all the different social media. But our theme on this show, our theme in the residential mortgage business, and our theme in the commercial real estate business, and in all businesses, is that it's all about you. I call people on the phone all day long. My goal is to call 10 people each day. Doesn't mean that I got them, but I try. And I touch many more people with the social media. I try to post 20 to 30 different social media posts a day across the different platforms because the reality is very few people see each one of those posts unless you pay big money to sponsor them and create them as a sponsored tweet, which I or sponsored Facebook, whatever, which I do promote to basically to promote the show when we're on. It's time for a break. I want to give Reagan the heads up. Reagan, we're going to go to a break. Then we're going to have the last half of the show, the last segment. We're going to hit clean up. It's going to be tremendous. We've got all kinds of great stuff to talk about. We'll recap what we learned on the show today. We'll talk about what's coming up, and we'll talk about some of the things I learned on my special Zoom calls with all of my big fat lender friends. Actually, they're not big and fat. They're just have big fat jobs. But anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back with more insight on what's going on here on Freedom Business. Hey, everybody, you all know by now that I was at Warren Henry today getting my car fixed and experiencing the new reality. Boy, the place was spotless. It was always spotless. You know, it's brand new up on 151st Street, Northeast 151st Street at the entrance to FIU's North Campus and Solomia Development. It is tremendous. It is a beautiful facility. They've got all their cars in one place. You can go shop for everything. All the people are there. High five to Jack, my friend at Infinity. And everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease that car, excuse me, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infinity, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got all the great name brands. What do they all call? They're all exceptional cars. And what do they all have in common? Well, they're all got that Warren Henry advantage. And what's the Warren Henry advantage? Well, I'm enjoying it now. I've got my complimentary service loaner at less than 1,000 miles on it. It was perfect, perfectly clean, beautiful. Dynamic wheel protection on my car. If I scratch my wheels, they'll help me get them replaced. Key replacement. Those little keys they give you, they cost a fortune now. Guaranteed purchase offer. They'll buy your car even if you don't buy your car from them. And the best value guarantee, they'll pay the difference if you find a better offer. And my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to make certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle, and I know you will. Hey, if you need some service, go over there and call my friend Mae Stark. She helps me with all my service. She's tremendous, and they've got all kinds of specials now. Call Mae at 305-690-6139, and she can give you a hand. And join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, as are a lot of my friends. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry. We are back. We are back. Thank you, Reagan, for running the show. I want to thank Nikki Freak for joining us. Of course, Dr. Michelle was on talking about CBD and all that other good stuff. I want to thank everybody. We're South Florida's longest running business talk show. You can find us all over the internet, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're on all these services that re-syndicate the podcast. People love us. Our show gets thousands of hits every week. And right now we're talking about residential mortgages. You go, Jim, you've done $3 billion plus of real estate deals. You've been involved with some of the most high-profile real estate projects in town. Why are you doing residential mortgages? And I'm going to tell you, I'm doing it to help my friends. Within the first couple of weeks of doing it, I had 6 deals. 6! Once I execute them, there's more waiting in the wings. Why? Because this is the solution for the middle class right now. I can help people get incredible mortgage rates, historically low mortgage rates. That helps you lower your monthly payment. That, in fact, one guy, I'm helping him lower it by $1,500 a month. That's better than a stimulus payment every single month. Other people, I'm helping them pull out hundreds of thousands of dollars so they can set it on the side and feel comfortable during this economic uncertainty. My friends are referring people to me. I want to thank on the show Beth Azor for sending me a referral. Thank you so much, Beth Azor. And other people also, Richie Swerdlow. Thank you for the referral, Richie. So other people are referring me. I'm having my friends work with me direct, and they're doing it because we give great service. The folks that I've been involved with have been in this business sector for more than 10 years. They know the lenders. They know how to negotiate with the lenders, and so do I. If somebody has a commercial property that they need to get a loan on, I can help. Maybe somebody needs cash from their business. They ran out of PPP, but they own their house free and clear. This is an exception where I can help you make a loan on your house as long as you put the funds into the business. There's all kinds of creative solutions. These are the solutions of choice by some of the most creative business people in town. And I've had calls about this from all over the country, from business owners seeking to help their employees. That's right. Even your employees are available for this program. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We learned in our conversation with Nikki Fried that the state is worried about an outbreak, an increase again in COVID-19 from everybody going crazy statewide over Memorial Day. The state is ready. Thank God. We'll be ready too. For those of you who need us, you can call us at 305-773-6300. Freedom Business in the community, we've been helping people get fed. We've had 2 separate instances, one in Coconut Grove and one in Little Havana, where we helped get food to the people that really need it. There's so many people that live not even paycheck to paycheck, but meal to meal, and those people need us right now. We've also helped people get testing. We're working to get free testing in Coconut Grove, and we've helped people get tested at the baseball stadium here. So if I can help you, if you need something, please reach out. It is my highest calling in life to help somebody. That's why I'm doing these residential mortgages right now. I'm helping a number of my friends have a feeling of safety and confidence. And it's not so easy. The Wall Street Journal yesterday wrote on its front page that it's getting more and more difficult to get mortgages for residential, and that the residential mortgage has historically been where the middle class has turned to help themselves during recessions. No one knows what the recession will look like, but we know it's not bouncing back all that fast everywhere. I was on a call today where people said they thought it was going to be a V. I think that's tremendous. On the same call, that same person talked about buying distressed real estate. Well, if the recovery is a V, I don't know how much distressed real estate there'll really be. Right now, multifamily, not so distressed. Retail, pretty distressed. What are you going to do with distressed retail? You're going to have to wait for entrepreneurs to come to fill up the space. I was talking with a guy that owned a piece of property today. He goes, Jim, this property's worth $10 million. I go, it's vacant. He goes, it's worth $10 million. I go, when it's full, it is. But since it's vacant, I got to deduct the cost to carry it, the cost to re-tenant it, and the cost to fix it up. So I've got to deduct all that money from what you think the value is. And that kind of discussion and value discovery, it's what's going on today. And I've got an offer in my hand right now that the landowner is not going to like. I'm required by law to present it, and I will. God keeps pushing me. I promise him I will present it. I promise you I will. I'm not taking any phone calls right now on my show. I'm just wrapping up now. So, Reagan, get that call, and let's see who they are, and we'll help them talk about on our next show. But, again, I wanted to make sure I thank people like Beth Azor and Richard Swerdlow who are recommending their friends to me. I treat them like gold. That's why they're recommending their friends to me. I want to thank all of the lenders that I've been working with because they've been absolutely tremendous. And I obviously want to thank my clients. But the thing that I need to point out right now is that the market is changing. Change is good for us because it means that values will move around and we'll have the opportunity to make new deals. When the market is static, that's difficult. If you need some help understanding your real estate and the opportunity, give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me, Jim@FreedomBusiness. We're doing bridge loans. We're doing hard money lending. We're doing Fannie and Freddie compliant home loans. We're doing HELOCs and bridge loans. We even have a no-doc opportunity for that Fannie Freddie deal under $510,000 where I can get you in the threes. So if you need some help, no one needs to know. Just give me a call. And what we'll do is we'll help you feel stabilized immediately. Lower your monthly payment. You won't believe how great that feels. Putting cash in your pocket, you will love looking at your bank account all of a sudden. This is just the way it is. As this time comes during every cycle, people move their assets around so that they can help them. Not everybody has a lot, but if I can help, that's what I'd like to do. I'm here, and it's all about you. On today's show, we talked to Dr. Michelle. She mentioned how many people are using CBD and THC to get a body high or to feel relaxed. She mentioned how people are moving away from the vape and the smoke product and towards the oral product as they understand that the value is really in the medicine, not really in the smoking. So listen to us at Freedom Business. We bring great topics to you every single week. Upcoming topics. Next week, we're going to have our real estate technology show. It's going to be tremendous. After that, we're going to talk residential real estate with some of the top realtors in town. Of course, you know, we'll have shows on with Manny Johnson, where we talk about the newest products and technology in the hemp and cannabis business. The stuff that Manny and I are working on to bring to the market will blow your mind. And by the way, you're going to want to get involved too. So stick with us. I want to give a high five to all the people that help make our show possible. The person that you don't see unless he makes a mistake is Reagan Mendoza. Reagan is the one who makes me look good on all my blogs, and he works with a lot of my clients to help them look good too. In today's world, you need content created. If it's video, it's even more attractive. If you need video content created, email me at jim@freedombusiness. I'll put you on with my master team with Reagan Mendoza and Rebecca Carlson. Keep an eye on the Freedom Business website and the Sandstone Realty website as Rebecca starts to get going. We've now engaged Rebecca to redevelop and modernize both sites. We're very excited about that. If there's something that you want to see on the site, let us know. But remember, we can help you get cash out of your home today to lower your interest rate today, to help you feel safer and secure today. That's what it's all about. I always say, when you call me, it's all about you. I have created these lines of business to help my friends and their friends. Why? Because when I needed help, when Vivian needed help, our friends were there for us. And so now I'm here for my friends and their friends and everybody else out there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We're going to knock off before they start the jackhammers outside my window again. Remember, if I can help you with a residential mortgage, a commercial mortgage, give you an opinion on what's going on with your real estate and set you straight. I'm doing a lot of consulting now for that and business interruption. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me, jim@freedombusiness. I want to give a final shout out to our first responders. Our first responders put themselves at risk at all times. I want to thank the people in Publix, the people in the restaurants, the people that are continuously cleaning the touch points in our community to help us all stay safe. I want to thank our sponsor, Warren Henry Automotive. Go on the internet and watch me go through the opening of my service appointment with them and how clean the place is. Watch later on when I go pick up my car. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association and Howard Fabian. Carlson Integrated for making us look good. Creco AI for helping us get the word out. Turkel Brands for keeping our minds straight. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies for bringing me bright minds and great ideas and helping me feel like I'm part of their family too. Most important person to thank is you. Thank you for watching the podcast and listening. Please go to our Facebook post and our other platforms, like our show and tell your friends. Please join our community, give us feedback and comments, and tell us who you want to hear from and who you enjoyed. At Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram. The website gets over 5,000 visits a week. If you missed today's show, we'll have it posted up on freedombusiness.com ASAP. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for me right here on all the platforms next Wednesday at noon when we're going to have our technology show with Andre Senni. It's going to blow your mind. Why do I do this? I love doing it. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Take care. Reagan, it's all yours.